Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Kingdoms Queens podcast. We are officially, 9 days away from the NFL draft, and we are so excited to dive into that a little bit with you guys tonight. There's a lot. I mean, these past few weeks have been kind of slow in the NFL. There's not a ton to talk about because everyone's just anticipating the draft and what's going to happen there. But we are super excited to see what's going on in, like, just how the draft is going to fall, really, especially night one, because I feel like there's rumors of now more than ever, like, of more offensive players going than there has been in a really long time. Like, so I don't know. I'm excited to see how the board falls and all that good stuff. But I'm your host, Lexi.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jody. Sorry, we were having technical difficulties, but we're here now.
That's on me. My internet did not want me to connect tonight. So,
but we're here now. Y'all were yelling at us in the comments before we could even get started. Y'all, give us a second.
That's on me. Sorry, my internet did not want me to be great.
But no, I am super excited for the draft. I think I'm mainly ready for the draft because I'm tired of seeing mock drafts.
Literally, same.
I'm like burnt out. Like, burnt. I was telling my boyfriend that we're doing a mock draft episode today.
Yeah.
He felt the need to send me 10 mock drafts.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I know this is your thing, and I love that. Calm down, please. Calm down.
Yeah.
But no, just to be transparent, like, of course I watch college football. I don't think I watch nearly as much college football as everybody watches. And I remember saying last year that I was going to watch more college football this season.
Yeah.
And I do think I did watch a lot of college football, but God bless, I clearly didn't watch enough because going into this draft, I'm like, there's some dudes I like, but like, I can only get the first two rounds of guys I like. Yeah. And then after that, it's a wrap. It is what it is.
No, I feel the same way. It's like, it's so much to keep up with, and I try my best, and I try to watch as many games as I can, but I'm like, it comes to a certain point where it's like, there's so many players.
Yeah. Exactly. And so, I love college football, and I'm an SEC girly, big Mizzou fan, so of course, there is at least one Mizzou player that I want in my mock draft tonight, but yeah, I don't know, I love college football. I think it's so funny because
graduated second grade. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's cool though, because I will say the one thing I love about college football is how the rules are so much different from the NFL too. Like, there's just so many things. Oh my God, why is this conversation
happening? I know.
There's so many rules that are different between the NFL and college. And I feel like me and you could talk all day about every 32 teams in the NFL. And when we get to college, we're like, all right, I'm like, here's the SEC.
Literally, I could tell you. we can tell you the right tackle for the Broncos if we start next year. But God, don't question me on like random, you know.
If you could have 1 or 2 feet for a touchdown in college. I know that answer. I know that answer. So hilarious. Anyway, super glad to be here with you. Like you said, we're 90 days away, and I'm like, God bless. 9 days. Please get here faster. Please get here fast. So excited for. Oh, I didn't know that the NBA draft is next week. No,
oh, that's not right.
Week? No, it's not. Oh. It can't be. Is it? I don't know.
You mean the NFL?
Maybe he means NFL. We're going to say that he means NFL. The WNBA draft was last night, and that was super amazing.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I know we're here to talk about Chiefs football, but
WNBA,
they had the highest viewing ratings that they've ever had, ever. And based on NBA, NFL, WNBA, NHL, all of the things, they ranked third out of all of the viewing so far for this year at 2.5 million. So shout out to people tapping into the WNBA.
I love that. You know what's cool is I feel like just being on like sports Twitter in general, I'm seeing like the WNBA and women's college basketball and all that stuff so much. I'm like, it's all over my feed. Like,
yeah, it's amazing.
The whole entire feed last night was a WNBA draft. And I feel like people are getting so into it right now. It makes me so excited.
I can't wait to make you figure out which team you're going to follow this season. Last year, you followed the Wings with me. So now I'm like, all right, let's find you a home. Let's find you an actual home.
Let's find me a real, we'll work on that.
Right. We'll figure that out. We'll get you a real team.
I'm tempted to go like where
the season starts May 14th. You have less than a month to figure this out.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll figure it out. You'll help me. I'm tempted to go where Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese went.
Oh, that's Chicago. Yeah, we'll have an offline about that. But Chicago is going to be so freaking good this year. It's not even fair. Yeah. It's like my analogy last night was, if you remember what the Texans did last year in their draft and what their season was like, that is what the Chicago Sky is going to be like this year. Anyway, we could talk WNBA later. Yeah. We could talk that all day. So, yeah, let's get into the draft. So, this year we have 7 picks.
So, it's not like our usual, like, 12, but
we have 7 picks. Yeah, which is fine, though. We have 7 picks this year, and, of course, because we won the Super Bowl again for a second year in a row, we are the last pick of the draft again. So, we kind of remember what happened last year, like – we were at the draft. It was in Kansas City. It was lit. And we were sad because the wide receivers were just going off the board so quick.
Now we were watching it and we were just like, oh, okay.
Okay. I was not happy about that.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that it's probably going to be something similar this year. There are, kind of like you said, there is a lot more offensive guys.
I'll look at my cup real quick, just to admire.
Oh, my God. First of all, you know I can't see. That's like year 3, Travis Kelce. There's a lot of offensive guys this year who are probably, like you said, going to go in the first like couple of rounds and be gone really quickly. I will say, I think the one good thing is there's a lot of there's more wide receivers in this draft than there were last year. So even by the time it gets down to pick 32, there's still going to be some really good guys who are still available. But I really think, I don't know what Veach is going to do. Like, does he stay at 32? Does he trade back? Does he try to get more picks? Does he trade up, try to go get someone he really wants, whether it's a tackle or a receiver? But regardless, round 1, pick 32. That's where the Chiefs are starting at. So if you had your Brett Veach hat on or your Andy Reid hat on, where are you going at 32?
So I want to say it was kind of funny to me. I think Andy Reid had a press conference the other day and he's like, well, he's like, we keep picking at 32. It's kind of, you know, you gotta just take what it gives you, which I love. I love that like subtle shade from him.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, we keep picking at the end here. we're not picking in the top 10. We're not picking anywhere near that. So, no. And what I have realized too, and I don't think we've touched too much on, is like, what we've realized in the past even year or so is that really no one's going to be trading with us, right?
No.
If we wanted to trade up, I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think anybody will trade back with us either. Like, why would we give the Chiefs more picks? It's just like
we're stuck at 32.
Yeah. I think 32 is our number, and that's where we're going
to
be at.
Yeah, that's where we're sticking with. So, honestly, honest to God, I think it's going to be best player available, BPA. But I think it will be between now. Andy Reid did say in his press conference the other day, he said it was like they're looking at wide receivers and offensive tackles. Now, what's left with that? That's a mystery. Because I've seen mock drafts where it's like we could get a really good wide receiver fall to us, or it could be all these wide receivers go quick and then all the offensive tackles go quick. And then it's kind of like, oh, crap.
A corner. I've seen a few mock drafts that had a corner at one.
Yeah.
And I was like, if we were to go corner at one, I would legit turn the TV off. Like, I would be done. I would be done. And I understand that, of course, like you said, you want to go best player available.
Yeah.
I still think we need to go wide receiver just based off of everything that we've seen last year. Because picking, so we have pick 32, and then in the second round, we go pick 64. So, I mean, that's a whole nother 30 rounds of people who could be gone, and there's going to be receivers that are gone in there somewhere. So, there's a better chance of getting a more elite receiver at 32 than it is 64. So, for me, my pick, I know you just kind of said a few things, but for me at 32, I genuinely want us to go with a wide receiver. of course, like the guys that I want, they're not going to be available, right? Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going to be available, which is really sad. Nobody's going to trade up with us. Malik Nabers isn't going to be available. He's going to be gone. So,
I mean, like, they will be far gone. Like, they're all
exactly. They're all gone. So, I mean,
I think where it gets interesting is like picks 20 to 30, right? Because it's like a lot of those teams are going to take wide receivers. And I think a few, I hate to say it, I think a few of them could, in spite of us, just to be like, no, let's get that guy off the board so the Chiefs can't have him.
Yeah, no, I agree. So, at 32, I want to go receiver. I mean, and again, now I will say if there is an offensive tackle who's available still.
Yeah. There's a few names then, that I'm like, Mims.
Yeah.
Like, but, there's a few names that I'm like, if they last that long, I'd be okay with us taking them instead of a wide receiver. But at this point, I think we need a wide receiver. It's pretty clear. I think with all the Rashi Rice stuff going on, it's unknown.
Yeah. Kadarius Toney's back on this team.
He's here.
Yeah.
He's here to stay. You know, I have to say, well, we know who I saw this weekend in Dallas. But we have to say, at least Kadarius Toney is there and working. At least
he was there last year working.
Yeah. Well, I know. God,
collectively say we need to go wide receiver.
The weirdest year of receivers for our team. Like, the talent is there. They just couldn't hold on to the dang ball.
Now
I will say, but
if you think about it, remember what Mecole Hardman said when he first came back to this team. When he first came back to this team, he was like, why are we overcomplicating the playbook? That was the very first thing he said when he came back. And it seems like they made those adjustments after about 1 or 2 weeks of him being on the team. And then you started seeing the receivers be more like confident and solid in their play. So it could be that. It could be a matter of the whole first half of the season. They were legit. Andy Reid was not being Andy. Well, Andy Reid was being Andy Reid, which would be overcomplicating. So, I mean, maybe they just continue to play like Chiefs football, because it feels like towards the end of last season they started playing to their true identity of Chiefs football. Maybe this year they just and I mean, last year they were playing with way more receivers than they normally do, which is why I could see Andy Reid
playing
different too.
Yeah,
but we're gonna have that same. We're going to be in that same scenario this year, too.
Right.
So it's like, do they take the edits that they made at the back half of the season and really playing just like simple ball, sticking to their identity? Do they just start doing that from the beginning of the year instead of complicating it? So, you know, I think going to get a receiver in the first round is smart. I think we need to bring another guy in, especially because we don't know what's going to happen with the Rashi situation. We don't know if he's going to be suspended at the beginning of the year or the middle of the year or next year. We know the suspension's coming. It could be anywhere from 4 weeks to 8 weeks. We don't know. And as good as Hollywood Brown is, he needs a compliment. And yes, Travis Kelce is amazing, but he still needs a compliment. So.
Right. And we saw this issue last year where Travis Kelce had Rashi as his compliment.
Yeah.
Granted, it didn't kind of really be consistent until later in the season, but like, if you can have a guy like Hollywood Brown and Rashi Rice, and there was like no worries there. And then it was like, oh my gosh, then adding a receiver into that was even better. Yep. But now we don't know with Rashi Rice what fully is going to happen there. It is clear to me that they are going to keep him on the team. I think people were questioning that for no reason, but I'm like,
but I think that's just because they have nothing else football to talk about right now.
I know. Yeah, for sure.
He definitely is going to be on this team still. So, okay. Well,
definitely be on the team. So it just depends what punishment he gets, what he gets suspended for. I think it's just a messy situation, but
that's just football for you.
I know. And I think Andy Reid saying he's like, oh yeah, we know how this goes. I was just like, oh yeah, we have protocol. Like,
this is who we are.
You know, like, this happens almost every offseason for someone, but they're not going to give up on someone either. And I think, I don't know. He deserves a second chance, and hopefully it works out for the best. But
hopefully he doesn't end up bankrupt.
Whatever that is. But regardless of that, I want to say, like, it is interesting to see certain people, like the people that are insiders and such, doing mock drafts, like how they have the draft falling to us. And most of them have us taking wide receiver. But it's like different with every person I see. So it's like, I saw Peter Schrager gave us Jalen Polk, and I was
from Washington. He's pretty freaking good. He's pretty freaking good. But
like, for the first round, I was like,
interesting. I mean, Trent McDuffie went to Washington. So if you want to bring us somebody else who went to Washington,
That's where I think Roman Dunze is, right? So,
yeah.
Like Roman Dunze.
Well, because he'll probably be gone. I think he'll be gone. I don't think he'll last 32 either. Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, he's not going to last 32 either. So,
I don't know. I mean, it makes sense. I feel like a guy like Keon Coleman.
I think he'll be gone. And I love him.
Xavier Worthy, Adonai Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell might be here.
So there's like certain guys. It just depends how it falls. Troy Franklin.
I don't know him.
He's up in the.
I'm like, I don't know him.
First a lot. Troy Franklin is.
I've been hearing his name. I don't know him.
Yeah.
I want Veach to not get a 5'9", 160-70-pound receiver.
I know.
I want him to go get a 6-foot receiver.
That's why I would. Ladd McConkey, I would really like too.
Oh, yeah, he's a beast.
The more I see him, the more I'm like, give
him. Oh, yeah, he's a beast. He's a beast. Again, if he's there. I mean, and again, so somebody has to be there, right? Somebody out of all of those guys have to still be there because everybody ahead of us, technically, there's like 5 quarterbacks should get off the board before it even gets to us. There should be 5 quarterbacks technically gone.
I've heard 6 even maybe, but
right. Right. I mean,
depends how it falls, but
yeah, can't trust it. All right. So let's go pick 32. Pick round two.
Oh, and then, I want to say Jess said, would it be crazy to take a good tight end in the first or second round?
Yeah.
It just honestly depends how it falls. Like,
I wouldn't take a tight end.
Brock Bowers were to fall, but he's really the only.
He'll be gone in the first like 6 rounds.
Yeah,
I mean not rounds. He'll be gone in like the first six, seven.
Six. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't have us taking a tight end that early, but I do have us taking a tight end. So round two, pick 64. Where would you like to see us go?
I think it has to be whatever we didn't. Yes. Obviously best player available, but whatever we didn't take in the first round. So if we didn't take a wide receiver in the first round, that's a must for me in the second round.
Absolutely. Like,
that's
non-negotiable.
Absolute must.
Yeah.
Non-negotiable. I think wide receiver, offensive tackle.
Yeah. That's where I am too. I want to see.
Same for the first and second round.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of wrote it out, too. I want to see a wide receiver in the first round. I want to see an offensive tackle in the second round. Now, I will say, do we need to go interior O-line in general? Because we have a lot of guys who are coming up for contract. Are we really going to be able to pay next year Creed, Nick Bolton?
Trey.
I'm like, and I'm missing somebody else. Are we really going to be able to pay all of these guys next year? Now, where I think we can go interior O-line maybe a little bit later.
I think
that also makes me think, though, if there's somebody great available still at round two.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know what I think Veach should do. Veach doesn't listen to me. And the one thing that I've learned since he's been here is he care less what I think. So, but I agree. I definitely think we need to go receiver in one. And tackle in two. And if we don't, it needs to be the reverse. Tackle in one, receiver in two. But I feel like once you get out of round two and you don't have a receiver, then does that mean Veach is still shopping the market and he's going to go get somebody in free agency before we get to that point? So, I mean, I don't know. I think we still have money available. I don't know how much money we still have. But I think we do have money available to where we could probably go out there and get someone else. Look on a 1 or 2 year deal, but I would just rather go get a rookie. I would rather get a rookie who would be cheap for us for the next 4 years. So thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for any of these answers, it kind of depends on like best player available, but I do think eventually interior O-line wouldn't hurt us.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and go to round three. So round three, we go to pick 95. So we're definitely seeing the 30 picks in between each round. So guys are going to be flying off of the board by the time it gets around to the Chiefs. Now, again, maybe once we get out of rounds one and two, somebody might be wanting to trade up with us at that point because they probably got the.
I think at that point, then we can.
They got the people they want, you know,
yeah.
And
yeah,
there's 94 people gone at that point. Yeah. But what are your thoughts for pick 95? What position group would you like to see us go? And if there's someone specific, who?
I think that's where it gets to the point where, like, specific players, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I can't tell you a player name, but I know exactly what position.
You know what I mean? Like. Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing a defensive line player coming off of that round.
Why is that?
I just think we have depth, and honestly, we've re-signed most of our defensive ends in line. But I think we've lost maybe even a solid linebacker. Mm-hmm. We've lost Willie Gay. We have Chanel, we have Nick Bolton, and we have Drew Tranquil. But besides that, I mean, we have okay depth there, but like not to the level that we probably want to see. So I would not mind somewhere in the defensive realm, honestly.
I think for me, I want to go corner here. And that would just be because Legarius Sneed is gone. And why? Why are you gone? Why did you leave us, Legarius?
No.
But no, I definitely agree with you with wanting to go defense here. Now, I will say I feel like my draft mainly is offensive versus last year. I felt like our draft was really defense heavy. So that's mm-hmm. why I'm thinking more offensive heavy this year, especially when we think about like depth and future. But I definitely would like to see another corner, somebody else who can come in. And if we've learned nothing, Spags knows how to get this secondary all the way together. I don't know what it is he does. What it is with this team or the specific individuals. But if we were to bring another, and we had so many injuries in our secondary last year. For me, I felt like we had more injuries in our secondary than on our line, which is why I really want to just kind of add some depth there too. And, you know, a lot of those guys now are two-year Super Bowl champions who are really going to be able to train up some of these people. And we know that we're going to lose some of these guys once it's time for contracts to come around. So why not bring in just, you know, one more corner that can come in here and really learn under everybody and hopefully make an impact for us in the next 1 to 2 years when it's needed. But, I mean, if you think about it, think about how many guys had to come off of the bench and be dominant for us in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl because people were getting hurt or people needed rest. So that's like kind of another reason why I'm like, yeah, let's go ahead and go corner here just because I want us to continue to develop.
I actually think, and it depends, like, I know we'll get into the further rounds too. And I think honestly, well, maybe let's get into the fourth round.
Yeah. So fourth round, we go pick 131. Mm-hmm. So about almost 40 picks between round three and round four. Yeah.
It's not.
About 40 picks. So, I mean, it's definitely turning into slim pickings. And now, granted, there are still some good guys available because
there's
most
GMs great
don't draft.
Yeah.
Most GMs draft this position group later. Right.
Yeah.
So they're not really going out and picking these guys early unless you are like a Brock Bowers or someone like that. Right.
Right.
What are you thinking for round four? Pick 131.
So now I think like Veach is good at finding diamonds in the rough in these later rounds.
Absolutely.
Is such a good quality for him to have. I would like to see, I think with you, I'd like to see a cornerback, safety, or a tight end in that round. Kind of depending where everything falls. Because we did lose Mike Edwards. Brian Cook has had some injuries.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of safety depth on our team.
No.
We have Justin Reed, obviously. But, like, other than that, you know, I would not mind seeing safety depth.
Yeah. So this is actually where I went tight end. And so I think you remember me last year pushing the tight end agenda. It was really mad we didn't get a single tight end. We didn't get a single one, and then Jody got hurt, and then we had only literally three tight ends, technically two tight ends going into this season.
Yeah.
So I think we are, one, God bless Travis Kelce. But just say that.
Because
A, Travis is 40, right? Travis is 40. Playing like a
20-year-old,
right? Playing like a 18-year-old straight out of college, which is crazy. And he's still really good, but we have to add some support to him. Yeah. We have to. So this is definitely a draft where we need to go receiver. We need to go tight end.
Yeah.
And I would love to see a tight end right here. Because why not add someone to him and Noah Gray? Like,
yeah,
we know what Noah Gray has been. And I think we've already kind of established like what his role is, right? I don't think we see, you're never going to see more than like three or four catches from Noah Gray in a game. And I think that's just kind of like what his role is established to be. Yeah. And I don't know, like, is that's not his ceiling though, right? Like, that's not Noah Gray's ceiling.
I don't think so.
So maybe,
until the day Travis Kelce is off this team, you're not going to see a tight end shine.
Right. I mean, and they don't have to necessarily shine, but like last year we yelled that our receivers were terrible in the throw the ball to Noah Gray. Like, we were like, please, Noah Gray doesn't drop the ball. Justin Watson doesn't drop the ball. And we're only giving them the ball two or three times a game. Like, what's happening here? So that's where I go, you know what? I would really love to see a tight end. Somebody else who can get in this room. Learn from Travis. God bless. Learn from Noah, because Noah may be able to translate some of the things that Trav is saying to, he's younger than Trav.
And the one thing is, we did sign that tight end, Irv Smith Jr.
I am kind of excited
to see what he can do. So I do want to like include that in that. So I think that's
why he's in Dallas.
Yeah.
He's down in Dallas.
Yeah. He's been down there working. So I think you can kind of wait.
What did we sign him on, though? I can't remember. Did we do a 1 or a 3 year deal?
1 year.
One,
I think
right?
1 year, kind of prove it, and it's pretty cheap, and it's kind of like, okay, see what
and
you can
we're
do.
We're gonna be like, bye.
If he
the
can,
same way, the listen, same way we do everybody,
right? All of these contracts are like 1 year, 3 year max.
Yeah.
Like, unless your name is Chris Jones, like
unless you're Chris Jones or Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes, it ain't happening. But see, that would be why I would want to, because Irv, which one, super glad that he's here. Heard a lot of positive things about him coming from Bengals camp, which is not like them. And he's in Dallas with Pat. And I will say, like, I love the fact that everybody got off the plane, signed their paper, and got back on the plane and went to Dallas.
Went to Dallas.
Hollywood, Dallas. Irv, Dallas. What's his name? Soccer player, rugby player, Dallas. Everybody.
Lewis Zerman.
What are his initials? I'm never going to remember.
LRZ.
LRZ. God bless. I'm never going to remember. But
just
I love
LRZ.
That
it's good.
LRZ. I love that everybody, though, they got straight to Dallas and they're immediately working. So who knows?
So this person in our comments said Isaiah Gathings. And I think a lot of people have been kind of curious about him. He's in our tight end room. He's been there since last season. He hasn't had a starting role. He's been on the squad, but I've seen a lot of people like curious about him. So like, I'm excited to see him in training camp and kind of see if he can do anything with it. Like if he could be like a Jody Fortson type role, that'd be awesome.
That would be nice. But
because we need, like, we don't have Blake Bell or Jody Fortson this year. So if we can find like a Isaiah Gathings or Smith Jr., like if these guys can fill those roles.
I'm happy to not have Blake Bell. That's probably
sorry,
not nice.
Sorry, Blake.
It is what it is. He knew what his role was.
But
no. So yeah, that's how I feel here. So now we kind of get it to like really the depth of the end of the draft. In the fifth round, we have two picks, which is kind of nice because Veach does do some of his best work in five, six.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So in round five, we have 159 and 173. Kind of nice back-to-back. And again, I'm glad. I would rather have two fives than 5, 6, 7. So
I like it.
What are you wanting to see in the first five and then the second five?
I would say, again, probably safety if we don't get that before. And then maybe like a defensive tackle or something.
Yep. So
or running back, depending.
I'm not going running back this early.
Yeah.
But I do want a running back too. Yeah. But no, I fully agree. I put defensive tackle first. I actually said or DE or safety.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think I would like to see a defensive tackle and maybe a safety.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that's where.
Mm-hmm.
Because bring somebody else in to work with Chris Jones. We clearly seen in the Super Bowl. He was like, Andy, I'm tired. Please.
He's like, you gotta go.
I'm tired. So I think like one thing Chiefs fans have to realize is our guys, they're getting older. And that's okay. We know that when they are on the field. Right. But when they're on the field, they are making that impact, but they are not going every snap like they used to go. So that's why I would like to see somebody else come in here and kind of like you said earlier, come in here, partner with this defensive line, learn it. And then we figure out what happens next year, because where I would love for us to sign like a, well, I'm not going to go there, but bring somebody else in, let them start learning and training, start getting the rhythm. Now, this is where I do want to ask, though. If we were to go like a defensive edge, would you be concerned about FAU? Because why are we going edge and we went edge in the first round literally last year? Yeah, I would have concerns.
I would have concerns if we went early with edge. Like if we went like round 1, 2, or 3, I'd be concerned. But I think round 5, 7, no, I'm not concerned. I think FAU showed signs of being really good last year.
He had flashes. He did have flashes.
The problem is, and this is no shade towards him or anything like that, I just think they did take him early because he was a hometown kid.
They absolutely do that. They do that here. And I hate that they do that.
Yeah. I think he would have fallen either round 2 or 3 if we hadn't taken him. Well, and I think they just felt pressure like, oh, we got to pick someone at 32 because we're not going to not pick someone. And honestly, last year's draft, I'm not going to lie, was pretty weak in the first round. Like, there were a lot of solid picks, but once you got down to 32, it wasn't like there were a lot of great options.
But there were still some receivers and tight. There were definitely some tight ends of it. You know what I mean? Like, I was looking back at it
for sure, but at the moment, I feel like
I think you know my sentiments. I was not happy that we went with FAU in round 1.
We were all just like, okay.
I was not a fan that we went with FAU in round 1 because I genuinely wanted us to go offensive, whether it was a tackle or it was whether it was a receiver or it was a tight end. And I knew we weren't going to go tight end in round 1, but I agree. They fully took the hometown discount and wanted him to get picked in the first round because he was a hometown kid.
Yeah.
Cool, fine, whatever. Please.
I don't think he was bad, but I think he has to, like, make a huge stride this next season for us to be like, okay.
It was worth it. Well, and he definitely was a pick that we brought into – for future. He definitely was not brought in for right now. He was someone who was brought in to develop.
And you want your first round to be immediate. And the year before, we had George Karloftis and Trent McDuffie, where those guys went in and like immediately were game changers.
Absolutely. So,
I hope FAU is getting in that work this offseason. I would love him. George, he's such a sweetheart. Like, he went right in the next season to working out with Tom Mahaly in the offseason. And I would love to see FAU.
And you can see the you can see the difference from his year 1 to year 2. Like, holy crap.
George and Chris were the only ones with double digit sacks.
Well, and you know, it's funny. I was listening to something on sports radio earlier this week, and they were talking about how freaking good George Karloftis is, but he's never going to get the shine he deserves. Because he's playing with a Chris Jones.
With Chris
Jones. And I was like, God dang.
Yeah. It's unfortunate, but he might. Well, honestly, I don't even know. It just depends how it goes the next few years. But are you there? Did I lose you? I may have lost her. Jody's frozen. I'm gonna text her. I will just go ahead and get into our, yeah. And she died. Yeah, we lost Jody. I don't know what happened there. Are you back?
Can you see me? Can you hear me? Am I here?
RIP. Yeah, you're there now.
God bless. Okay, so. If you're in Kansas City, you know that the weather today has been terrible.
Stupid.
The weather has been terrible. And so, yeah, there's like a lot of wind happening over here right now. And I'm pretty sure it's messing with whatever.
I nearly blew away walking into the grocery store earlier. So,
can you hear me?
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, but go ahead and get to the second. I'm like, I think I'm back. We'll see. We'll see. Let's go ahead and get to that second pick in round five. Okay. So I agree, though. I want to go defensive tackle or safety in the first pick. So in the second pick. Did you lose me? No. Okay. In the second round five. So, again, we go from 159 to 173. At 173, I kind of feel the same way. So, say we go defensive tackle in the first pick, and I would like to, if we don't go safety there, I want to go defensive in the second.
Yeah.
Sorry, tackle. Sorry, I want to go defensive tackle in the second. Yeah. And if we don't go safety, I want to switch. Whatever we don't do, I want to do in the other fifth round.
Yeah. I think for me, it's got to be if we don't take defensive tackle, I think take that. But I think if we do, then I think go, which is pretty standard, but I'm going to say cornerback, safety, or linebacker.
Yeah.
Like, pretty self-explanatory.
YOLO.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think basically we could speak to more of position groups we need in general this draft.
Yeah, for sure. You know? Well, I mean, you lost Willie Gay, and next year would be a Nick Bolton signing year. And
yeah,
who knows what that number looks like. If the Chiefs go out and win a third Super Bowl in a row, that number for that price tag for Nick Bolton could be ridiculously high. And we might not be able to afford him. He might price us out. I mean, Willie Gay went and got paid. Legarius Sneed went out and got paid. So who knows? That could happen for Nick Bolton too. Now, where I think he wants to stay in Missouri, because he went to Mizzou.
Right. He's a Missouri kid now.
M-I-Z. Then, yeah. But no, I definitely agree. I definitely think, oh, okay, computer. I don't know if I'm here. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're just like a little laggy. Just like a little bit delayed. But I can hear you.
So ghetto. Anyway, I'm like, as long as my volume works, that's all that matters.
Your volume's fine. It's just like the body is delaying a little bit, but it's okay.
Yeah, sorry. Y'all know what I look like on a daily. This is like episode 74. 72. Y'all see me for 71 episodes. Y'all know what it's like over here. But yeah, no, I definitely agree. I definitely think this, we need to go defense in round five. For both picks.
And I think some people aren't opposed to us taking a late round wide receiver, but the last time we did that,
oh God,
it was Cornell Powell a few years ago. And he's just sat pretty. He sat very pretty on our practice squad.
I did not want to even go back to that life.
So I think unless you find like a diamond in the rough, like a Puka Nacua, which would be unbelievable.
How far do you think Texas DT, Sweat falls? Man, Sweat is a monster.
So he's someone I'm hoping he's going to fall. And as you guys know, he visited us in the Broncos this week.
Yeah, he did.
He's someone I'm hoping could fall to round like three
or four.
somewhere.
No,
like
I don't. I think he barely makes it to round three.
Probably three. Like, yeah, probably
I
three.
Think he barely makes it to round three.
Yeah. I would love if we took it. If he fell to us in round three, I'm all for it.
You got
to
go get him. Hey, you know, he reminds me. Well, I don't know if that's a good comparison, so I won't say that. What was his name who we had, who we loved, and then we got rid of him this year?
Keandre Coburn.
No.
No?
Yes. But that's not who I was talking about.
No. What position?
What is his name? Sorry, no, I just want his name to come to me.
What position?
He was on our, we elevated him up from the practice squad like twice, not two seasons ago. The big guy who we were like, you got to put him in to stop the run.
You got to help me out.
It'll come back to me. We okay. can have an offline about it because it's definitely not clicking. Was he Samoan? No. I can't remember.
You're drawing a blank with me here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't remember. I definitely think he was I think he was a tackle.
Kendo?
No.
No.
No. I'm like, no, it's not coming. Okay. Danny Shelton! Thank you, Carl! Oh!
Thank you, Danny Shelton! Yes!
I love Charles. Thank you, Charles, for being my brain. So, the goal...
I love Danny Shelton.
We were all, like, super confused. Yes. Yes. Yeah, Danny Shelton, he... We knew what the purpose of him being here was. It was literally to stop the run, and that was something that we struggled with.
I want to say, I think Pinnell was a good addition in place of him.
Oh no, yeah, for sure, he'll be back.
Yeah, and he is back. So yeah,
but in my mind, if you're gonna go out and get Sweat, that would be the whole purpose of why you're here.
Yeah,
I can't see that. It just looks like a pause sign.
Oh, he just goes.
No, it's Charles. A pause sign on my side.
Your internet's messed up.
It is. God bless. Anyway, it's not me. Blame the weather. Don't blame me. It's not my fault. Super glad he's back. All right, let's get into round seven where gems are found.
Gems.
Pick 221. Pick 221.
I think I'm with you. I think hopefully running back.
Yeah, go get Cody Schrader. Yeah. This is where I want Cody Schrader. M-I-Z.
Would love that. Yeah.
He got a lot of comparisons this season to being like a mini CMC, which I kind of laughed about. Because he does run angry. Not Pacheco angry. But
no one's Pacheco angry at this point.
But I think we need a running back. I think we need a running back, especially because CEH won't be here next year. McKinnon, we haven't heard anything still about him, but he's not back. And you only have Isaiah Pacheco. And then you have, can't think of his name.
Piran?
Yes.
We literally have Pacheco, Piran, CEH.
That's it.
Prince.
Practice squad.
Yeah. We definitely need a running back. And I think what I want to add on to all of this is like what's interesting to me is there are still some decent free agents out there in the running back market, the safety market, some of the other markets. Yeah. Like you still have a Justin Simmons out there. You still have, I think,
what's his price tag?
I don't know. That's what I'm not under. I can't believe he has.
Because I feel like he should be picked up by now.
Oh, yeah. And our rugby player who's going to start as a running back, LRZ.
But they're saying receiver.
No idea.
He's going back and forth. Like, well, I'm glitching. I tried to be
hybrid, right? But
he's definitely going to play in a hybrid role. And it's probably going to be more so kickoff return special teams.
I didn't realize Simone Biles' husband, Jonathan Owens, is a free agent also.
Did
he go somewhere?
He went somewhere. He went to Chicago.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. So this is a not updated list.
Yeah, he went to Chicago.
Oh, okay. Wait. Is Micah Hyde still a free agent? There are still so many free agents out there.
No, didn't he sign with them? He might be. I could be wrong. I could be wrong here. Anyway, but no, I want to see us go get a... Please take Jamal Adams. I want to see us go get a running back in the seventh round, and that would make me happy. Yeah. So I want to say that I think my draft is very split. I want four. I'm lying. One, two, three. I want four offensive players and three defensive players out of this draft. Very split versus last year.
Yeah.
Defense. So, yeah.
We still have – oh, and J.K. Dobbins is still on the running back market.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was just here.
I think whatever we don't take in the draft, you have to look at the free agents that are still available. I'm excited to see, like, how that works for everyone because there's still a lot of guys out there.
Well, and I think – most teams are waiting for this draft to be over. Like,
yeah,
I think that they definitely have brought a lot of guys in to come and do interviews, see the facility, talk about what the possibilities could be. But like J.K. Dobbins, that could be, I know they brought him in to possibly like lure CEH in, but I don't know if I necessarily believe that. That could be just more so let's have this conversation and see what happens after the draft. And if no one goes to pick you up, then hey,
yeah,
come win a ring. So, yeah. I'm laughing at them in our comments. That darn Kingdom Cast.
Watch your mouth.
Kingdom Cast been arguing with Peter all night in the comments. This is crazy.
yeah, well.
Well, yeah, well, that's my mock draft.
So we have the draft next Thursday, 7 p.m.
I can't wait.
I'm so ready for it to be over.
If I see another mock draft, I'm going to delete my socials.
The thing is, you're going to see like double the next few weeks.
Yeah, there's going to be. By the hour next week. And I'm going to be like, you know what? I don't have time for this. But it is a really exciting time. I'm hearing feedback that Detroit is nothing like Kansas City, so that's nice.
that's all I'm going to say about that. Yeah.
Their draft, and I think they said that there's only like 13 or 14 players that are actually going on opening night.
Yeah.
So that was...
is that confirmed, though? I don't know.
Yeah.
Dang.
So in Kansas City, there was only like 17.
Yeah.
And they said that there's only like 13 or 14 going to Detroit. And I'm like, well, it could be because Detroit is kind of. Have you been to their airport? I have.
Yeah. Oh, I have not been there in forever. But.
Yeah, I don't
want to digress. Well,
I'm super excited for the draft. I can't wait. I'm really interested. And here, my problem is I don't know what the rest of the world has and what they're doing. So, like, I don't necessarily know where are the Chargers and the Raiders. And I can figure this out very quickly. Yeah.
Wait, what are you saying? What are their draft picks?
Yeah, round one.
So, Chargers are four or five, I think. Yeah, they're five. Raiders and Broncos are somewhere like 12-ish, 13-ish, something like that. So I think Chargers, depending if Arizona trades back or not, they're either going to get Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, which is going to be huge for them.
Yeah, I think I'm back.
Ah, I was right. Totally lost 12, me. Raiders 13.
Okay.
Did you disappear?
Yeah, I disappeared, so I couldn't hear a single thing that you said. Sorry, I'm back.
So I said Chargers have pick five, and I think they're going to – I think if Arizona trades back, then the Chargers will get Marvin Harrison Jr.
God bless. I hope they don't.
So whatever Chargers are going to do, they're going to take a freaking wide receiver, and it's going to be a really good one.
Chargers are going to go – they're going to – do something ridiculous.
It's gonna be annoying.
Get a quarterback because
I think they would get their guy. I think they would get a Joe Alt, an offensive tackle like that.
Yeah. I mean, if they have so many holes right now.
If they didn't go wide receiver, I think they would go offensive tackle.
Yeah, they have so many holes right now. They need to go wide receiver. Just because when everything else is falling down around them, they get at least get the quarterback can get the receiver the ball. Like they still.
The Chargers got rid of Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, their two best receivers.
They need a receiver.
So they're going to get either Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers, one or the other.
What do you think the Broncos are going to do at 12? They need a receiver too. The Broncos need a receiver.
They need receivers and a quarterback. They need both. Yes.
Quarterback. They're definitely probably going to go quarterback at 12.
I think quarterback. I hope they go JJ McCarthy or like a.
That's so on brand.
It would be so on brand.
But do you know how mad
JJ or Bo Nix? I think one of them.
Bo Nix is very on brand because I feel like if the Chargers were to do something stupid, they would go get JJ because of
because of Harbaugh. But I think that's more of a smoke screen. I don't see them.
No, that would be ridiculous if they did that. Herbert is miles better than him. No, but I feel like Sean Payton would go get JJ just to spite Harbaugh.
And I could see them, I think they'd have to trade up for it, but I could see it happening.
Yeah, for sure. But Bo Nix is also somebody who I could see Peyton Manning loving because he probably reminds him of Sean Payton.
Peyton Manning, you mean Sean Payton?
Who did I say?
You said that.
I said Sean Payton. I said Sean Payton. Oh, I might have said Peyton Manning.
You could see Peyton Manning loving because he reminds you of Sean Payton. I think you meant to say you could see Sean Manning.
I'm tired. Okay.
No, I got it.
Raiders at 13.
Again, I think they could also move up.
They might have to go running back.
Didn't Josh
Jacobs leave?
Yes, he did. He's on the Packers now. I think all three teams have so many needs to fill either they're going to go after a quarterback or it's going to be like best player available. Yeah, I could see the Raiders taking Penix as well. I think that
I would hate that so much.
I could see that.
Favorite quarterback in the draft. I would hate that. A lot of people are saying Penix might fall to the second round though. Which I don't think he should.
I think it depends like how quick these quarterbacks start going in this first round.
What happened with the receivers last year.
I don't know the last time I was this excited to see how a draft fell. Like in the
last year. I was really excited for the draft last year because I loved Jordan Addison and CJ Stroud and
the quarterbacks and like the trading because like we know the Vikings need a quarterback, you know, like the Giants could potentially take one, or are they just going to take a good receiver? Like, I don't know. I'm really excited to see what these top teams.
Because everybody's mock drafts are wrong. And I love it because people think they know what's going to happen and they have no idea. The only thing they got right was Caitlin Clark going at one. That's it.
And Caleb Williams will probably go at one.
I think he's not that great of a quarterback. I think there's other quarterbacks in the draft that are better than Caleb Williams, but that's me.
I'm not super sold on him, but we're both
not sold at all.
We're both kind of haters, so.
Yeah, I said it last week. I like Jaden Daniels. I like Michael Penix. Hell, I even like Bo Nix more than I like Caleb Williams, but that's me. So
I also feel like JJ could be another Zach Wilson or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
100%.
yeah.
Agreed.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, Penix, I think he's pretty cool.
He's my favorite.
Seems pretty cool.
And Jaden Daniels would be right behind him.
Yeah.
So.
There's a lot of talent, but as these drafts go, and we've seen and throughout NFL history, is you're going to have first-round picks that do not pan out. And so all these guys are like, oh, he's going to be great. Oh, he's going to be great. I can't wait to see who busts and who does great.
Well, because coaching matters. So I will say that. I don't really care what happens in the Chiefs draft because I trust our whole entire coaching staff.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter like where we go. Like even if we, even though I want us to get a receiver in round one, if we don't get a receiver till round two, it is what it is. Like I trust the coaching staff so much. Yeah. And I feel like people want to play harder for us because of who we are. So
I'm not even going to lie. Like aside from the drama, like obviously this offseason, last year when we drafted Rashee Rice, I'm not going to lie, I didn't know a ton about him. I was just like, okay, I've heard his name a few times. I think he's going to be good. That was about all I knew. He has a lot of upside, but there wasn't a lot of like, I don't know. It wasn't.
Yeah. Well, because he went to technically like a smaller school. SMU is a smaller school.
Exactly.
So a lot of people are like, oh. That's one of those diamond in the roughs, right?
Exactly.
But he was really good at SMU. So, yeah.
What we got out of him, I think, was huge. So I think.
Yeah.
Even I'll take now, it. I really, really, really want us to take a wide receiver first round, and I really hope we do. But if not, I trust their vision.
Yeah,
and
same.
We have no reason not to at this point because Veach has done enough to win Super Bowls, and Andy Reid, we know, can coach anyone and everyone. Patrick Mahomes can work with anyone and everyone. Our whole team is going to be like excited about anyone we draft. So it's just, I'm just ready to see. I'm ready to get this over with and see who we take. So,
yep.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, let's get out of here.
Kim Seltzer. Kim Seltzer.
Nah. I probably got a can.
Yeah, I need to restock soon. But Kim Seltzer is our sponsor of this podcast. So they are fantastic and loyal to us, and we are loyal to them. They are the first Black-owned seltzer in America, which is really crazy to think about.
Delicious.
It's so delicious. They have two flavors now. This is their new one we're both drinking. It is...
Strawberry lemonade.
I want to say pink lemonade. Strawberry lemonade.
Because it's pink.
It's delicious. It's so good. You can, like, drink it with something. You can drink it alone. Whatever you want to do. It's so good. It's perfect for tailgating. It's perfect for tailgating Royals games, Sporting KC games, KC Current games. Or whatever other teams you're a fan of. So shout out to Kim Seltzer. You can get it. They brew it down at Border Brewery down in the Crossroads, but they're sold around many locations around Kansas City. So you just have to look at their website and see where they're sold. But they're sold all on here. So we also need to do a giveaway sometimes. Maybe draft week. Maybe next week.
You know, we've had a lot going on, guys.
We
ain't forgot about y'all, even though.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 100. Okay. Yeah.
I'm cracking up at this last comment.
Charles, I can't wait till Thursday. See?
Reston, whatever, OJ Simpson.
Yeah, could care less. All right, yeah, let's get out of here. Next week's show is going to be on Monday.
Yeah, Monday at 7 p.m.
Oh, I'm like, am I glitching? I see myself glitching. So
you're glitching a little bit, yeah. So we're going live next Monday at 7 p.m. Central. And we are just going to basically talk all things draft again and just any updates that's come to the Chiefs and all that good stuff by that point, and kind of what we're hearing rumblings of in the NFL world.
All the good things.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So, and then finally, we get to have the draft next Thursday.
Bless.
So,
get them boys to OTAs and minicamp now.
Right.
I'm ready.
I'm just ready. I'm just so ready for it all to
make them report now.
Yeah.
Woo.
So, with that being said,
all right, y'all have a good night. It was good seeing y'all.
You gotta tell them where to follow us.
Oh shoot, I forgot. I still gotta
sign up.
I forget that I still have a job here. Hey, to the 770 people that are listening on whatever streaming service, shout out to y'all. This is a lie. I gotta take that down. We will be back next Monday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you are not right now, please go to our YouTube page and subscribe to the Kingdom Queens channel, where we are bringing y'all content. But make sure you're following us on YouTube, Twitter, X, Instagram, Apple, and Spotify, where you can listen to all of our podcasts if you aren't able to tap into tonight's show. And this is season 3. I'm hungry, y'all.
Crazy.
She's ready to go. And I'm glitching and can't stop glitching. Blame the weather. It's stressing me out. And I'm hungry. But yeah, season three. So excited to be here with Lexi. It's going to be a great season. We got some special guests already lined up for the end of April going into March. So super excited about that. And yes, make sure you like, follow, subscribe on every single platform. We're literally on all of them. And if you don't do it, that means you're not loyal to us after three seasons. And we don't appreciate it. Like, come on, guys.
Do better.
Do better. Be better. No. You mean May. What did I say? Did I not say April and May? Y'all, I don't know what's happened. I'm clearly tired.
Oh, no.
Clearly tired here. Clearly tired. Leave me alone, Charles. All right, Lexi, end this.
All right.
Y'all. Have a good night.
Bye.